Hello.
Hello, my name is Nina and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, ma'am. You're speaking with them.
I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Well, today I'm calling because I applied for certain programs, and I'm currently out of work, so I was advised to try for unemployment. So I'm trying to see if I qualify.
Okay, can I have your social security number, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 424-315529.
Thank you. And can I have your first and last name?
It's Stefan Jackson.
And your date of birth?
It's March 8th, 1989.
And your mother's maiden name?
Tanine Jackson. Ada Jackson.
And your driver's license number?
I have to get my ID. I don't have a driver's license, but I got my ID. It's 1820924.
Okay, can you just verify to me two of any of your previous places of employment?
Well, my last job was Walmart Distribution Center. I worked at the Human Resources. I did Trailer World. I did Jail Door Company.
But
you said two. Yeah, okay. And Oakview Manor. So that's four. But yeah.
And do you have any difficulties speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am, not at all.
And is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Well, right now I'm on TTD. I'm totally temporarily disabled. I'm on workers' compensation, so they're not giving me any. I'm not getting any payments. I haven't received any payments, but right now I'm out of work by doctor's orders, so I actually have doctor's excuses on why I'm not at work and whatnot. But so I can't rate my disability, but at this moment, because I'm still currently going through a case right now with an injury, so that's why I'm out of work.
Okay. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you've been approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. And which would you prefer?
There's a difference between direct deposit and me using it's a difference between a checking account or a pay card. Would it have to be an actual banking account or a pay
card? Yes, it has to be a traditional bank account.
Okay, yeah, it has to be a card, yeah. Because I don't have an active bank account.
Okay, can I have your non-driver's ID again, by the way? Your Alabama non-driver's ID, so I can update this?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on. It's 1820924.
So that's 1820924.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
So that was 1820924?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you said you wanted to go with the benefits card?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so by law, I am required to disclose the following information regarding your Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls. There is a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee, which is charged after 12 months of no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fees, which is $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery, an international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lowered depending on how and where the card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 1-800-499-2035 or by going online to labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, you can visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Would you like to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes, ma'am.
And can I have your mailing address, please?
It's 541. Bingham, B-I-N-G, Ham Avenue, Ozark, Alabama, 36360.
And is your residence address different from this mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And what's your primary telephone number?
334-733-9372.
Thank you. And I just want to make sure I have this address correct. That's 541 Bingham Avenue, Ozark, Alabama, 36360.
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 10354 Southwest 11th Terrace, 2255 Northwest 177th Terrace, 2751 Herons Landing Drive, 4310 Edward Road, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
Did you say 227 Terrace?
Yes, 2255 Northwest 177th Terrace.
Is it Miami Garden?
So it doesn't show me that.
Okay, well, it's been years, but if I'm not mistaken, this was back in 2015, 2016, so it had to, if I'm not mistaken, the address was at 227 and 277 Terrace. It sounds familiar to me. Terrace do.
And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Coleman, Birmingham, Brundage, Tuscaloosa, or none of the above?
Brundage.
And which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? A 1987 Chevrolet V20, a 1992 Saab 900, a 1996 Geo Prism, a 1997 Acura CL, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
None of the vehicles.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
When was your last day of work?
January 27th.
Of this year?
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
In other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you? If conditions exist that prevent or restrict you from working on a job for which you are qualified, benefits can be denied until such a time that you provide proof that you are able to work.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I have proof. I have a doctor's excuse. I have a doctor's note.
Okay, is this for work restrictions / limitations by order of physician?
Yes, it clearly states left hand work only, and then it also states do not go back to work until follow up appointment. And of course, it actually has the date of it's been issued. It has their number, so they can call for verification. My next follow-up appointment will be Friday, but I already know I'm going to have surgery, so it's going to be a continuance. But I do have documentation that has me out. Yes. So
do you work
right
for
now
yourself?
Today.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Do you own a business or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
I am mentally.
And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Yes, ma'am. Well,
you're receiving a pension?
Oh, no. That's why I said receive it. No, ma'am.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No. I was supposed to, but I never got nothing. So, and that's since January, so I haven't gotten
that. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Well, I was driving 45 a day, so, yeah, it's pretty much 60.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
Starting pay.
So what would that be?
I was in D.C. I was making 22, but out here where I'm from, it's not ideal. So I would at least want to make $10 an hour. But minimum wage now is 12, over here is around 12. So I would at least want to make, $12.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
What was your previous job title?
My previous job title, I was an order filler.
And what's the name of the company you're filing for?
Walmart Distribution Center.
And can I have their phone number?
It's 334-735-6000.
Thank you. And when was your employment start date with them?
My start date was it was in July. Yeah, about July. Wait a second.
Of
July 17th. Yeah.
And what city and state was this work performed in?
Brundage, Alabama.
I'm sorry, what was that? Sir?
Yes, ma'am. I had my kids. But it was Brundage, Alabama.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
I don't.
And why are you no longer working for this employer?
Can you hear me?
No, sir. Why are you no longer working for this employer?
Well, I was injured, and I also have a doctor's excuse now telling me not to go to work, but they was telling me I wouldn't, and it's something torn in my thumb.
Are you on a leave of absence, or were you terminated?
I was terminated on workers' compensation. So then I got an attorney, and now the doctor has me out of work. So, yeah, I mean. But all that's going to be handled.
So specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated?
Well, what they told me was, well, I didn't come in. They wanted me to come in to write assessments, and I couldn't write. At the time, I told them what was wrong, but I ended up having a torn ligament in my thumb, which causes me not to be able to grab the pencil. So I let them know what I had going on. And I told them I needed another appointment because he just told me to come go back for light duty. And once we went and got the MRI, everything showed everything I was saying. So that was the only issue. The only issue was, yeah. So yeah, I couldn't drive. I couldn't do none of that. So with that being said, I was home for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So by me being home for 2 weeks, and I got another doctor's appointment, they used it as I wasn't calling in every day as I was supposed to. But I did what the doctor told me to do. So it was just a whole situation.
Okay. And what's the name and title of the person who terminated you?
Her name was Miss Michelle. She's actually the hiring manager.
And would you like to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Oh yeah.
Do you have pen and paper?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. And do you have pen and paper?
Let me get it. I'm sure. Okay, I'm ready.
So I have your four-digit PIN, and this is the PIN you'll use when you call in each week to do your weekly certifications. It is 2989.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now going to read you your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov to update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in the interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims uses calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800.
Okay, hold on. Okay, 1-800.
752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, and not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, so you can do your first one on December the 18th.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Hi, Mr. Jackson, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Okay. Well, I appreciate you.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Sign. Enjoy your day, sir.
You too, thank you.